is Friday Sport on North Sound 1.
Hello and welcome to Tuesday's Dons Daily, the second in North Sound's week of Friday Sports specials, building up to Sunday's League Cup final between Aberdeen and Inverness. Today we've been getting the thoughts of the Red Army. North Sound's spoken to a group of supporters planning a massive display at Parkhead, and the Red Final fanzine editor's telling us about his nerves ahead of the match.
This is Friday Sport on North Sound 1. The best preview of the weekend's sport action across the northeast of Scotland and beyond.
But first, Don's boss Derek McInnes and his players have been speaking to the media from their training base in St Andrews this afternoon. Striker Adam Rooney says they're not feeling the pressure ahead of the final. Aberdeen are favourites to lift the trophy, backed by a 40,000 strong Red Army at Parkhead. But Rooney says it's business as usual for them.
Since I've come in, definitely we've had a couple of games where there's been so-called extra pressure on us, but the only pressure we really feel is that what we demand of each game, the gaffer. As a group, we want to make sure we put in good performances every game, regardless of who it's against or what competition it's in.
We'll, of course, have more from the Dons camp all week here on the Friday Sports Special podcast and on air on North Sound 1 and North Sound 2.
North Sound 1, the official station of the Dons. Keeping you up to date with the latest from Pittodrie. This is Friday Sport.
The focus for today's Dons Daily is the Red Army. We've been speaking to a group of fans who are planning the biggest ever Aberdeen display at Sunday's final. They'll be gathering at Celtic Park a day early to get everything ready. One of the organisers, Stephen McCormick, spoke to Friday Sports' Dave Galloway.
To date, it'll be the biggest display we've ever put on, yes.
What's it been like for you and your team to put together?
It's been a bit of a nightmare, to be honest. We've had a lot of obstacles to overcome, but I think we're ready now. As long as the supporters do their bit on the day, it'll all work out well in the end.
I mean, we've had some tremendous Red Army fans displays in the past, haven't we? And this will be right up there with them, won't it?
Yes, hopefully all going well, this will be the best display we've done to date. It's been 4 or 5 weeks in the planning. We've had to sort of fight our corner to get access and materials here on time. But the supporters have been fantastic. We've raised about £6,000 from fans worldwide. And without them, there wouldn't be a display. So big thanks to the fans who have donated. Also the players, we've had players donate tops, goalkeeper gloves, and we auctioned them off, and that's been a great help to the funds.
It's just a great illustration, this, about the passion that so many people have for this great club.
Yeah, there's a real buzz about the place. It's great. It's been a long time since we've had a real buzz like this. And 40,000 fans going to the game is beyond anybody's expectations. And hopefully the boys don't let them down on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, that's when I heard it was a 40,000 sellout, I was absolutely amazed. I think most people were expecting maybe 25, 30,000.
I agree. We didn't plan a display for 40,000, that's for sure. We'll be displaying in the lower tier of the stadium only, behind the goals and the north stand as well. And we ask if fans can hold their cards up as the teams come out from the tunnel and keep them up till practically kick-off time. That'd be great.
Can you give us a clue as to what it's going to look like?
No, everything will be under wraps until the teams come out of the tunnel.
Oh, go on.
No, sorry.
Is that a trade secret, is it?
We can't. It would ruin everything. Element of surprise and all that.
Suffice to say, though, it's going to be an amazing sight when the teams come out.
If all the fans hold up the cards, then yes, because there's a bit of detail there. We really need the fans in early. And we need them all holding up the material that's on their seat.
And what can fans do to help actually set the display up?
Okay, we ask that fans can send an email into mez1999@outlook.com, and we're meeting at Parkhead at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning. Some of us will be down there on the Friday morning just to mark out the display, but the majority of helpers will be on the Saturday. We've had a great response so far, and I've even had a fan donate a hotel room in Glasgow for me on the Friday night, so I can stay over and help set things up again on the Saturday morning. It's just been a fantastic response from the supporters.
Yeah, I mean, it just shows the great sort of community spirit, doesn't it?
Yep, everybody I know is going to the game, and their dad and their grandmas and all sorts. Everyone's going to be there. It should be a great occasion. We'll just hope the players, like I said, don't let us down and we get the win.
When you're actually setting the display up at the stadium, I mean, how many fans do you think you'll need to come along the day before the game to help?
We've got about 70 fans who have been in touch so far. I'd like some more in there. I would suggest that they maybe bring a snack with them as well, because it could be a long day. It might be 5-6 hours we're in there. And possibly some waterproofs in case it's bad weather as well.
That just goes to show the huge planning that's gone into this.
It is, but it's the biggest thing we've done to date, and we're well experienced in doing these displays. We know how long they take, but with this being the biggest, I mean, we're maybe 18,000 fans in those lower decks, so you know we need as many fans to help us as possible. Even if you can just manage a couple hours, that would be a great help.
Meanwhile, the editor of the Red Final fanzine's telling us of his nerves in the build-up to the final. Chris Crichton told me, despite that, it'll be a fantastic occasion.
The week's finally upon us. Firstly, how are you feeling?
Well, I'm glad that it's here, but in the same time, not. Very nervous, obviously, I think most people are. But I think when you've spent such a long time waiting to qualify for a final such as this, then you have no option but to be all systems go.
Yeah, definitely. It's been so long, so many years. Did you think that builds the anticipation?
Oh, absolutely. And I think that the ticket sales are really all you need to know to show that. So the number of people that have obviously not been regular attenders at games who, you know, were desperately waiting for this day to come round and have grabbed the opportunity to get back involved.
There has been a lot of talk of that. You know, why can't we fill Pittodrie with 40,000? Well, we couldn't physically anyway, because we've only got a capacity of 21,000. But do you think a final is more of a community event? You know, families will go, whereas perhaps it might just be individuals that would go to the league games.
Yes, I mean, you see that if whichever club qualifies. There's always a massive spike in the numbers that they take to a game like this. You've seen it with Hibs, Dundee United, Ross County, you know, clubs that take numbers to finals that they absolutely wouldn't be able to fit in their stadiums on a normal Saturday afternoon. That's just the way it goes.
It's hard to predict because it's been so long, but I mean, just how incredible do you think this atmosphere is going to be, especially because the majority, overwhelming majority of fans are going to be Dons fans?
Yeah, well, exactly. I mean, it will be literally impossible to know because it will be something that none of us will ever have experienced previously and possibly never will again. You just have to look at the simple arithmetic of the situation. The numbers that will be there far outstrip the numbers that are likely to be available for any future match, so it will very much be a one-off. Everybody knows that the travelling support is always remarkable in its intensity on any occasion, and on a day like this with so much at stake and with, you know, 10, 15, 20 times more than would normally be at any away match, it's going to be a fairly incredible experience.
Inverness, they had a pretty decent start to the season, but not the best performance in the Scottish Cup.
No, but I mean, there is always the possibility of something that I think a lot of people were slightly concerned about around Pittodrie on Saturday ahead of our game, that with such a major occasion looming on the horizon, it's eminently possible to take their eyes off the ball. I certainly don't imagine that they will be as poor again on Sunday as they've been in the last couple of matches. Obviously, they had a lot of things go against them on Sunday as well that certainly made things end up a lot more disastrously for them than would otherwise have been the case. They're a good team. They're a good, solid team. I don't think they've really missed a beat too much changing their manager during the course of the season. It's a good, solid bunch of players who know each other's games pretty well, and it's going to be a close one. I can't see it being more than a goal or two in it either way.
Just lastly, I have to ask for your predictions then. What do you think the result will be on Sunday? I know it's a difficult one to call, but what do you think?
My prediction is that I won't be able to talk on Monday, and that's about as far as I'm going to go.
Fantastic. I think there'll be very many people in the North East in the same boat as you, Chris. Well, thank you always for your time here in North Sound.
All right, no problem.
North Sound 1 with the best preview of the weekend sport action across the North East of Scotland and beyond. This is Friday Sport.
Lastly today, an Aberdeen MSP has written to the SPFL and police asking them to rethink the ticket policy for the final. At the moment, 10,000 seats will be vacant at Parkhead on Sunday, with a request from Aberdeen for more tickets declined on the basis of security concerns. The SNP's Kevin Stewart says the rivalry at Sunday's match will be healthy.
The capacity of Celtic Park is much greater than the amount of tickets that have been let go. I do think that they could release more tickets and still keep all of the fans safe in that stadium.
We'll have more build-up tomorrow, and of course this week's Friday Sport will have a full 1 hour preview of the final at 6 p.m. on North Sound 1. But that's it for Tuesday's Dons Daily. I'm Finlay Duncan.
Your music.
Your music.
Your life.
On the radio.
This is North Sound 1.